From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The House GOP is promising its tax bill today. Finally, a fleshed-out version of those bullet-pointed documents we've been looking at for weeks now. On the individual side, we'll get to know more about tax brackets, tax rates, federal income tax. We'll be covering that. But as Marketplace's Adrian Hill explains, there's another part of the tax code that's far more important to many low- and middle-income households.
Payroll taxes go to pay for Social Security and Medicare. They're lumped together on your paycheck as FICA.
They are imposed on anyone who earns wages, salaries, or has self-employment income, regardless of how little the amount is.
Richard L. Kaplan is a law professor at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He says payroll taxes are nominally split between employee and employer.
But the economic impact is that they really fall on the employee.
Employers, economists say, pass on the costs of the tax in the form of lower wages. Howard Glickman is with the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
For most people, they pay more in payroll tax than they pay in income tax.
And he says for folks not currently paying federal income taxes, about 40% of taxpayers, much of the new tax bill may not make a difference to them. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.